Okay, I'm Mike Noblet, board commissioner for this special meeting of South Whidbey Fire and EMS. I'm now convening it. Today's date is January the 3rd, 2024, and it's approximately 4 p.m. Called to order. Is there an approval of the agenda as presented?
I will move that we approve the agenda as presented.
Is there a second?
I think it's just you and me today, for now.
Well, usually we have a vote on it. So all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
We now go to item number three, which is new business. And first that is to swearing in for Commissioner Jim Towers for his second term. And at this point, Jim, I'll find a place where you can speak at.
Give me one sec here. I'll get you a mic that's portable.
So everyone can hear. There we go.
Sure.
We'll get this right. Yeah, no, I'll do it. Oh, I'm coming undressed. The South Whidbey Fire and EMS commissioners also follows.
I,
Jim Tower,
Jim
do solemnly swear that I'm a citizen of the United States and that I am legally qualified to assume the office of Commissioner Position 1, South Whidbey Fire and EMS, and that I'll support the Constitution and laws of the United States and the state of Washington. Faithfully and impartially discharge the duties of this office to the best of my abilities. Say I do.
I do.
You are now sworn in, sir. Congratulations.
Yeah, mostly.
So the people in the audience, I am temporary chair. I have one other responsibility as temporary chair, and that is the election of board chair for the 2024 year. Are there nominations for board chair?
I would like to nominate Commissioner Erickson as board chair for 2024.
And I am proud to second that nomination. I could ask for a speech, but we'll probably hear a few. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. None opposed. Congratulations. You are now the chief cheese.
Thank you very much. I read Robert's Rules of Order about 2 years ago, maybe a year and a half ago. It is time for me to refresh my familiarity, but I am excited for this opportunity and looking forward to a successful 2024 for our board, as well as serving as chair. With that, shall we move on to unfinished business, which is the Plant Moran accounting contract?
Okay, so this is the contract that I presented to you at the last special meeting, and there were some questions and some requests for clarification on the contract. The items that we had clarified on here were, firstly, does this contract just end after 3 months and then we have to move on to a more robust contract that would entail like a full-time position or something? That is not the case. They clarified that the amount of service that we wish to continue with them is entirely up to us. They have clients who use them for 4 or 5 hours a year and clients that use them for hundreds of hours a year. That will just depend on what we would like from them. Another question that we had was, what about the cost? Are we going to have a cost overrun based on the cost per hour? And how can we ensure that we don't go out of budget? So we had them add into the contract a cap of $10,000, at which time we will have to renew the contract. So I believe that we will hit that dollar amount fairly early on, just in so much as they'll need to catch up on some accounting work and help us through a couple of projects. But at that time, we'll revisit with the board and get approval if deemed appropriate to continue the contract. The other question that I believe we had was, how many hours do we anticipate, or would Plant Moran anticipate needing to provide service for, sort of per month or per week? Because if you penciled out the numbers and it was going to be a 40-hour week, it was pretty expensive. They were estimating that the number of hours would be more along the lines of about a quarter of that for an agency our size if they were to do all of our accounting work. As you know, what we're looking at is A, getting caught up and bridging the gap between having a finance officer and not having a finance officer and hiring another one. So during that time, I anticipate that we'll be able to, A, have them look over different aspects of our accounting practices, help us with the state audit, and then be able to make recommendations on how to streamline going forward and what services we may or may not need from them in the future. With that, we also had a couple of very small edits recommended by our attorney, which were on pages 15 and 16. One was changing Michigan to Washington, and the other was removing the word "for" from a sentence. So pretty minor. I forwarded those to our Plant Moran representative, who agreed to those. With that, I would open it up to the commissioners if you have any questions.
I will start with Commissioner Towers.
No, I think that's answered my questions. I'm good with this.
Commissioner Nobley?
I have no questions, but we'll have to say changing Michigan to Washington would probably be a fairly large change.
Yeah,
no, I
well,
have
true.
No further questions.
Just a few thoughts as you were running through some of the revisions from our last discussion about this contract. Did you say once we hit 10,000, that's when we'll reassess, or is it 30 as it's written in the contract?
Oh, I'm sorry. 30,000. Yeah.
Okay. And the duration is expected to be fiscal year end June 30, 2024 presently, or TBD?
That's TBD. Okay. And as I said, we could continue in agreement with them and use them when we need a CPA advice or not. You know, we could use them occasionally. We could use them consistently. It really just depends.
And I know that Vicki and Nikki have both stepped up to assist with some of our accounting needs in the interim. Mm-hmm. Is that going to continue to be the case?
They will continue to help out undoubtedly with a lot of those things. They're doing a great job, but it is a lot of work, and there's a lot that we're kind of trying our best with. But I see that Nikki had already been trained in doing accounts payable and is doing a great job with that, and that will likely continue. And then Vicki, through a certain period, will continue to do payroll, as technically Plant Moran does not provide payroll services, but has provided us with other contracts that would be able to do that. And I think really a big part of this next month, we'll be finding out how these pieces fit together and how can we best move forward. So in other words, are there services that are probably better provided by another agency do we need a CPA in-house, or do we just need a CPA sometimes, in which case we could contract that out and it makes more sense to have a bookkeeper. But I think one thing we do know now is that we need to make some changes.
And then given that we have recently reviewed our budget very thoroughly, I don't believe this was part of our plan when we did that, but we have room in the budget for this.
Right. We're not currently paying the salary for our previous finance officer. Right. So that will afford us some space, but I do anticipate there will be project costs associated with this. We do have the cap on the cost, which is nice, but that'll really depend also. What do we decide we want to hire? What do we decide that the position looks like going forward, a finance officer one or two, or sort of a bookkeeper or a CPA, and then how long will it take to fill the position?
And then lastly, I just, as I look at 2024, it's a big year given, well, we have an audit. I know we do that all the time, but we have that. And then we also have our proposal to ask our taxpayers for a levy lift. And so those things are at forefront of my mind in terms of how critical it is to have financial services or a finance person at the helm to help navigate us through that. So at this present time, this firm will be able to help navigate us until we determine our next path forward.
Right.
Okay. That's all I have.
Okay.
I do have a more follow-up question, but Chief, provide a summary for the audience and for at least this member of the board. Where are we now, and what do you expect the service product to look like, or the result after 6 months or whatever with this accounting auditing firm?
What I believe they will help us to do is get through this audit period, help us tackle a couple of special projects that are more emergent. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as spelled out in the contract, help us to streamline our accounting practices to make sure that we're moving forward in a way that keeps us accurate and consistent, and also does it in the most cost-effective way we can.
And respects the rule of law as it applies to accounting and finance.
Right.
Good. No further questions on my part.
If there is no further discussion, I believe at this time we need a motion to approve this contract.
I move the board to approve the proposed contract with Plante Moran for accounting services.
Seconded.
Hearing no further discussion, all those in favor of moving forward with the Plante Moran accounting contract?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The ayes have it. Moving on, our next order of business is announcements.
I have a couple of announcements, unless the board has anything prior. Okay. First of all, Chavo Camargo, our newest firefighter, started here today. We're happy to have him on board. That brings us up to our full staffing of 15 firefighters, which we have been short for some time. And he'll be going off to the State Fire Academy here near the end of the month. So very excited to have him on board.
I might say my hat's off to you and everyone else who's on the line, because when the people dial 911, they expect the people that respond to be fully trained, fully capable, and there in 2 seconds. So welcome aboard.
Okay. We have two other positions, obviously, that are open, and our newest commissioner, former chair, Towers, had asked for a brief update on those here this evening. We've talked about the finance officer position, and I think you have an idea of where we're at on it. But just to summarize, we'd like to bring Plante Moran on board to help us get a handle on where we are now and also help us understand the best position going forward. Mm-hmm. In the next month or two, I think we'll continue to have conversations with the board about what makes the most sense going forward. Regards the open division chief position, that is open until the end of this month, and we have seen some interest. As a matter of fact, a gentleman just left here this afternoon who came in to talk about the position has been here since yesterday touring the island, and was a very, very good applicant, I would say. That's the easiest way to say that. He was a very good applicant, so we've had some others apply previously who are still on the list. So we look forward to completing that process in February, with again it closing in the end of January here. It's very important with this position that we get the right person. We want someone who will be here, be committed, and have the right skill set and attitude. And I think that's the most important thing at this point versus rushing through the process.
Absolutely.
And that is, I believe, all the announcements I have for this evening.
Okay. Hearing no other announcements, we'll move on to comments from commissioners. Commissioner Towers.
No comments from me this time.
Okay. Commissioner Noblade.
I only have a report, and that is this morning we held one of the continuing meetings with the local bargaining unit for the firefighters and EMTs. Very constructive meeting. The process is moving forward. We probably have another two meetings before we can get to a verbal handshake that we can move forward towards an agreement for the year 2024. As usual, there's always a few details that have to be addressed, but very constructive process between the chief and the members of the locals bargaining unit. So as I commented to one, it's very rewarding to see a cooperative discussion as opposed to loggerheads, which you hear about negotiating sessions. So I would think we have another one in 2 weeks, and probably a week to 2 weeks after that. If everything works right, we should have an agreement. Beyond that, no further comments.
Okay. I have no comments for this evening, so the last item on our agenda is the conclusion, unless there is anything else for the good of the order.
I move we adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Here we go.
Let's go home.
Short and sweet. Thank you, everybody.
I'm going to say it's not quite the record. We had one meeting that was like, you know,